Teamwork is a must in our nation today. If we are going to nation today, if we are going to.
Welcome to the first VPC3 podcast from the Unheard Nerd. This is a Vocalist Producer Challenge 2014 in association with nerdcorenow.com. Round one is done and dusted. The challenge set down was produce a track dedicated to a certain fandom. The vocalist would have to represent in the first person that fandom. The producer would have to create a track that remixes sounds or samples or themes from that particular fandom and reflect it in the music. It's not the most difficult challenge to get going, but it certainly is a fun one. So, the VPC is underway. Round one is done and dusted. 36 tracks, one of which was an instrumental. I just want to address that straight up at the top of the show, that these guys are on tour right now, and they wanted to at least register their interest in the competition, so they submitted the instrumental, and I think a certain amount of props have to go to them. The music is pretty good. Unfortunately, they didn't get the vocals laid down, but they might come back strong in round two, and hopefully, as the competition progresses, we'll hear something from them. So here's a little taster of what could have been. So that was Back in My Day by Iconics, the instrumental submission for this year's VPC round one. Now, there are four judges as well as the public vote for the first time this year. Four judges are comprised of a rapper, which is Cosplay from Death Star, a producer, which is Kay Murdoch, a record label owner, which is Thomas Quinlan, aka Doogie Howitzer, from Han Solo Records, and myself, the critic, Will from theunheardnerd.com. So the idea is that we as judges are voting based mainly on the criteria set in the challenges, and then the public vote has always generally been, did I like this track, rather than worrying about did they fulfill what they were meant to fulfill in terms of production and vocals. So what I've done, personally speaking, and the other judges may have a completely different system, is I've got a 5-stage rating system. So each challenge for the vocalist and the producer is really divided into 2 sections for each. So the vocalist in this challenge had to write from the first person perspective. So I've judged part one on did they write in the first person and how well did they accomplish this. And the second part was what would be the implications of their motives. So what they're writing about, how would other people in the story react, how would their motives cause a reaction. And basically I voted 1 to 10 on each of these sections. Now for the producer, I split it into did the track represent the fandom or the source material, and that's part one, again rated out of 10 for how well they accomplished this. And then the second part I rated on how well they remixed the original source material, and how well they remixed samples or mixed samples into their track. So that's the thinking behind my rating. The final part of my 5-stage voting system was, again, how well I liked it. So it could be that an artist fulfilled all the criteria to the T, but actually the end product I didn't particularly like, so I would mark it down, or vice versa. They may not have fulfilled everything, but I might really like the track, and that's happened on a few instances. So I think it gives a fair overall rating or score for each team. So what I'm going to do a little bit later on is I'm going to play my top 10 from round one, and I must stress this is my top 10, not the overall vote being announced. The overall voting, we have not collated all the judges' votes and the public vote into one just yet, and I'm sure it will differ vastly from what I've come up with. Okay, so let's get on with the top 10, and my first track, number 10 on the list, comes from Team Project Zilla, and the track is called Breaking Up, and they were representing Bastion as their fandom.
Shredded, ruptured, tattered, land of lives, now ashes scattered. Dreaming heavy when I heard that shatter, and in an instant, none of it mattered. It's been a couple of while since the calamity's in. Home in the bastion, oh, it's a hammer, a proportion proponent who gathers necessary components whose onus is to remedy a grievous sin. But my thoughts follow ones of love, cause it's Zia that I'm dreaming of. Wanna tell her we'll be safe, don't know where to start, cause she's strumming a song on the strings of my heart. But on a future I place no bets. The kids had a good, but he ain't done yet. No cores, no bastion, game is set. Pouring out for love at the sword of grip.
I could tell you that I'm strong enough, but I'm mistaken. I'm still breaking up. I could tell.
Land afloat in hostile skies that hides an omniscient voice of wisdom. Wanna act paralyzed until the kid's done. It's a calamity, the baby you and me are staring at the stars looking for an enemy. The pain of holding still, my heart's a mad dash before the love we could have had turns to ash. I break the world with a sledge for you, close the mackerel off a ledge for you. You're an endangered dove, no desire to love, awaiting hellfire from below and above. My footsteps mark the grid of confusion, heartbeats through a black and blue contusion. Arrows fly and I'm living the lies that I could be a glimmer in Zia's eyes.
I tried saying enough is enough, but I was faking. I'm still breaking up. I tried saying.
Been able to aggregate my top 10 because each of the sections that I voted on I marked out of 10 and then gave the total divided by 5 to 2 decimal places, if that makes sense. So what I ended up was with marks out of 10, 8.2 was the lowest in the top 10. So that gives you a good idea of how high the scoring actually was and how strong a lot of the entries were. Coming in with pretty much the same score next at number 9 on my top 10 is Starby and DJ Robo Rob with their track Titania, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's from the anime which is called The Fairy Tale. It's not a subject matter I'm familiar with, and what I would say as a piece of advice to anyone taking part in this competition is don't be too obscure, because if I don't know what the subject matter is, I can't really check that you're fulfilling your obligations. It's likely I'm going to mark you down rather than up, unless you it's 36 tracks. I'm not going to plow through every theme track or every piece of music from an anime series to make sure that you're fulfilling your part of the bargain. But this track really struck it with me. I like it a lot. I like the vocals. I like the production. So this is Starby and DJ Robo Rob.
Better leave it to Team Natsu, the strongest team in fairy tale. Fighting foes is what we do. Our mares are scarlet, master of blades. Our lives are never dull. And with our skills combined, this group is pretty much unstoppable. Natsu's fire spells and graze magical blizzards. And then we have Lucy, the celestial wizard. Happy the flying cat, that makes our team complete. Then we're on our way to make evil admit defeat. Get to the destination, and it's time to find the dark guild. Kept their plan unknown, but now their secrets and spill. The smart move, they disappear. No trying to run and hide. But with ignorance about my team, they'll eat their pride. Everyone's matching up, and it's 4 against 4. And Natsu's making the first move with his fire dragon roar. Gray uses Ice Snake while Lucy uses summons. And finally it's me, they can't handle what's coming.
This is Fierce War, this is my fairy tale. If I can see Fior, this is my fairy tale. Exceptional skills, this is my fairy tale. The number one guild, this is my fairy tale.
Magic girls seeing transformation while I re-equip my deadly duo of skills. Blending magic and swordsmanship, they better be ready. Got over 200 weapons and 100 different novels. I'll teach this lady a lesson. Heavens, we alarm and sit back and extend my blade wings. Circle sword, dance with blades, hack and slash with everything. Can use an Empress armor for elemental resistance or purgatory armor for when I run out of patience. We're going round in circles, all attacks get denied. She says, no blade can hit her, then I'm wasting my time. Use a new approach, no armor, just a hakama. Ready in position while I duel with katanas. Turn my entity into strength, our blades connect. Victory comes with thoughts of those I need to protect. With the power of heart, my guild will always prevail. I am Titania, and this is my fairy tale.
This is Fierce War, this is my fairy tale. If I can see Fior, this is my fairy tale. Exceptional skills, this is my fairy tale. The number one guild, this is my fairy tale. This is Fierce War, this is my fairy tale. If I can see Fior, this is my fairy tale. Exceptional skills, this is my fairy tale. The number one guild, this is my fairy tale.
At number 8 on my top 10 from VPC round 1 is Team Krunk Taku with All Day Mix, and it's a track dedicated to Hunter by Hunter, another anime. And again, it's a subject I know little about, so again, it's the production and the vocals that have won through. I like this track.
Ah! Dash. Don't talk to me like I'm mad. Don't talk to me like I'm mad. Every son's gotta grow. You ask if the process is fun, that's a no. A decade plus, get it done all alone. But I ripped the nail on every single test that I'm taking. Guess I was left for success, but I'll make it. Started from the bottom, but I'll get to my station. I'm about to put some holes in your floor. Pick your face up like how you're holding your jaw. Hit the beat and drop some lines so cold they won't thaw. Got you frozen like I wanna build a snowman or not. Haters are poison like serpents. But listen, copy bourbon the way that I can curb them. You say that I'm the greatest hunter ever, I can curb. Listen, all I do is work and I earn what I'm deserving. But I can use some
sleep, homie.
All I see is winning, I'm the smartest, I'm the quickest in the darkness. I manipulate the
beast, homie.
You can take you running, I'm a hunter, yeah, I'm coming. This is nothing, this is how I'm gonna
eat, homie.
I don't get you closed off like you use a zip to the back. You feel all shocking damage when I'm bringing the bars. I get a stack in the mess, I'm unit way deep in the heart. Don't think I'm weak cause you see me smiling. Rock, paper, scissors, but you think I'm freestyling. Trying to be like that, it's like a paper so crazy. You would think I'm auctioned out the last copy of Green Island. You know we wildin'. This is the thrill of the dream. With the homie from the family that kills from the green. And my
when I roll with the flow, I say no to yes men. I don't need to know when a foe could test me. I hold more control over moments, let's see. His ogre can own but was prone to let me. I'm grown to get him, I'm strong invested. I hope he will come when I hold my next hit. My rocker put a hole in his solar plexus. Just another youngin' tryna walk in footsteps of his poppy. Yes, I came to finish it, no, do not try to stop me. That's a tall order, don't aggravate. Y'all all aboard, but I man the base. I call the storms and I navigate. I'm raw, of course, me and my crew got nets. You ain't on my team, then you have to wait. Holla. Day one, I was gunning to be hunter. They knew that I was a youngin' on a mission. Tryna look ahead when people speak, I try to listen. Fan of truth, got the eyes, but I'm the one that has the vision. They think I won't fail wherever I go. That theory has no legs under it like it is pyro. I am leaving minds blown. The scissors. I bet you don't want this like enhanced to the kitchen. Let's get it.
Hello, don't look at me like I'm about to do anything halfway. Hello, you think I'ma stop after coming this far? Let's pray. Hello, don't think I'll stop. Listen, homie, I can do this all day. I can do this all day.
Not to be obvious, but here's a sore topic. People have dreams and they leave them forgotten. The fester and rot with a little confidence. And refusing to let it go will bring reality to promise. I've seen that enough, so that's not my confession. They'll see the top of thing, that's probably what Dash is. Ask about records, I'll be silent. Number one and number two, I don't have time for impossible questions. I'm a grind until the day I drop and I rest. And I came in and they will try to knock on a freshman. They fool me with ruses, confuse me with deuces. I'll leave you in the dust, cause my rock is your best friend.
Get it?
Spit fire and breathe ether. Get my life, it's a heat seeker. I told you before, haters be creeping like serpents. I just wish them and I'm not afraid of the bees either. Always get results, singing nut. I go this rock before me and I kill it like a Zodic. I'ma pin my dudes to the ground like an art. And a pin up in the sun when I control me, I control it. They say he was the greatest, I'm a son, so I got it. But don't look out for alchemy, I bring men. And it's fine for my mouth to breathe. I'm going all the way in it when I get into my zone. Man, I doubt I leave, let's get it.
Hello, don't look at me like I'm about to do anything halfway. Hello, you think I'ma stop after coming this far? Let's pray. Hello, don't think I'll stop. Listen, homie, I can do this all day. I can do this all day.
Bringing their own flavour to an anime-inspired track. This is more or less an abstract art form with a track called I Have to Pilot a Robot, and it's inspired by Evangelion. More anime goodness. This is number 7 in my top 10.
Giant robot!
I have to pilot a robot, even though it makes me sad. And I'm always getting fights with my dad. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters from killing us all. A job I don't really want. I have to pilot a robot, even though it gets me scared. And my own dad won't even care. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters. But Armageddon's the call that I don't want to heed at all. I have to pilot a robot instead of having a life type regular. Dad abandoned me to work on a project quite specialer. Way to defend the planet against some creatures waiting to bash in human beings. Had to send for me and I know that he can't stand it. I have mutual beef with mom deceased. It's hard to hide the anger, but I try. Cause for mankind to survive, we're gonna rely on a robot system. Certain persons have the skill to guide, and I'm one of them, but a lot of the time I wish it was a lie. Just trying to run into danger till my life, my brain stem could get fried. Always had to act, not a chance to refuse or deny. Anything asked of me just has to be just tragedy. When you get 14-year-old kids with no training to battle beast. And after me is a girl named Ray and a girl named Oscar. Might as well call her Pain and the other one Slaughter. That's just because of the way the equipment gets operated. A cabin that tastes like human blood is awful. Cause you're encased in a fluid called LCL. And the robots have organic components in the protective shell. So I wonder where they came from. My dad will never retell. We fight angels and look like demons, so it must be hell. And that's what I'm living in. No need to fight fighting, so I'm giving in. Although it's quite frightening when you're thinking in an energy field called AT. Stands for absolute terror, and that's what it is to me. I have to pilot a robot, even though it makes me sad. And I always get in fights with my dad. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters from killing us all. A job I don't really want. I have to pilot a robot, even though it gets me scared. And my own dad won't even care. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters. But Armageddon's the call that I don't want to heed at all. I have to pilot a robot, a giant one,
stands around 80 meters. Packed rounds cause they gave me heaters. That's proud because mainly he was in charge of the project that's sponsored by the United Nations to stop any angels invading. What a crazy occupation. And I don't mean building it, I mean to pilot that thing. And the violence that brings, along with the feelings that sting. Talk to me if you ever lose your mom, then have your dad pressure you to do things you never do. Forget a truce, better shoot. Ride or die in that pilot seat. Finding peace? Never, dude. Use my mind to defy defeat. Slightly weak, it's the end of you. So with luck, I'm alive when arrived. The earth survived cause mine could align with unit one so tight when dying. The first fight, birthright, that's what the likes of Oscar Langley. So who might say I might pay lip service to that theory? Fear that thought just might make out to be the truth. Be a group of killers at a ripe age. Might save the world, but in the end I might break. I have to pilot a robot, even though it makes me sad. And I always get in fights with my dad. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters from killing us all. A job I don't really want. I have to pilot a robot, even though it gets me scared. And my own dad won't even care. I have to pilot a robot to stop monsters, but Armageddon's the call that I don't wanna heed at all. I have to pilot a robot. I have to pilot a robot.
Evangelion. Giant robot. Man's ultimate fighting machine. Mankind's last hope. Giant robot. Man's ultimate fighting machine. Evangelion.
Next up is a movie and or book inspired track, and it comes from Beefy and Tanner with their tribute to Ender's Game. This is number 6.
There was no doubt now in Ender's mind. There was no help for him. Whatever he faced, now and forever, no one would save him from it. The power to cause pain is the only power that matters. The power to kill and destroy. Because if you can't kill, then you are always subject to those who can. And nothing and no one will ever save you.
Dear sis, I don't know if I can send this. I just want to let somebody know that I exist. Still stressed since the day I left the world and the bullies and our brother who all love to call me third. They call it battle school, the name is rather fitting. And making any friends, it almost feels like it's forbidden. Understanding gravity has made me a pariah. And the dirty looks continue as my ranks are rising higher. I'm the youngest and the smallest, but there can be no excuses. Salamander army literally asked me to be useless. So I took that hindrance and made it an advantage. And with that I changed the game and my commander couldn't stand it. I'm a leader out of habit, they made me up my own team. Gave me flying Vlad and crazy Tom and even Bean. Dragging on me, doing something never seen. Went from bottom and forgotten to a perfect war machine. It's been said that the greatest leaders teach through action. But yet I find myself doing the very things that grafted. Don't know why I feel like I gotta make them hate me. Sometimes I feel like I let Peter break me. Dear Valentine, I hope you get this. Even though I know they will censor this message. Not everything is great up in space. And they make me feel like I'm the only hope for human race. Dear Valentine, how I miss you. While I'm gone, I hope that nothing there can change you. You remind me that the world's worth saving. And the future can't be anything we make it. Dear sis, I don't know if I can take this. Sometimes for me it feels like there is only loneliness. They try to keep me in this total isolation. And they tell me that my only job is prepping for invasion. Having us run matches about 2 or 3 a day. And the way I train my troops, it's like they want to do it anyway. It doesn't help, they also put me on the pedestal. Convinced that I'm not shining, find it more than unacceptable. I let my guard down and they cornered me while in the shower. Lunatic named Bonzo there to prove that I'm a coward. And like you taught me, I didn't want to work with violence. Unfortunately, these idiots were buried in their ignorance. I tried to give the slip, but he was on the full offense. And what you need to know is what I did in self-defense. I tried to warn him, but his friends were there to egg him on. And so I made a couple moves, and in a flash, that boy was gone. If I'm the savior, then why did nobody come to save me? Tears appear from nowhere, and I feel like I'm a baby. Sickens me, cause now I'm treated like a leader. Every day, I feel I'm turning into Peter. Dear Valentine, I hope you get this. Even though I know they will set this message. Everything is great up in space. And they like I'm the only hope for human rape. Dear Valentine, how I miss you. While I'm gone, I hope that nothing there can change you. You remind me that the world's worth saving. And the future can be anything. this. I want to thank you for your visit. Even though I disagree, sometimes I hope you know I listen. The cabin in the lake for my vacation was amazing. Then they shipped me off to Cubman School for proper training. Not what I expected, but no surprise, alone again. Right when I had finally made myself like a couple friends, sat me at a screen to run 100 simulations, but I used it as a way to take out all of my frustrations. But the simulations never end, my eyes, they start to bleed. Why is this so important? It's just pixels on a screen. Sacrifice my pixels for a winning graphy streams, but then surprises me by delivering my team. And the simulations start again with more increased intensity, but I don't care because I have my army right here next to me. We don't get sleep and some succumb to those effects. I plead with Graph, man, you gotta let him get a little rest. But then he tells me that the final test is finally here. Bean points out the gate is down, we win and people cheer. And in that moment I feel Peter in my head. So from that day on I shall be the speaker for the dead. Dear Valentine, I hope you get this. Even though I know they will sense it's mismatch. Everything is great up in space and then detonate like I'm the only human race. Dear Valentine, how I miss you. I hope that push me. You remind me that the world in the future can be anything. Make it. Dear Valentine, I hope you get this. Even though I know they will sense it's mismatch. God, everything is great up in space and then detonate like I'm the only human race.
Pretty much the longest track of the competition this far. That's Beefy and Tanner with their tribute to Ender's Game. And what I would say about length of track is 2.5 to 3 minutes is pretty much optimum, in my opinion, as a judge. Anything longer than that, it starts to drag a little bit, you lose interest, and you're likely to lose marks. So keep it short, keep it sweet. You're looking for anthems on this one, not epics. Moving into the top five, and coming up next is a track by Anne Hobbs and 2Ton21. It's a track called Hello Rusty. It pays tribute to Rusty Venture. This is number five.
AM to two boys fighting, pops and pills, welcome to mayhem and a little sunlight across the venture compound. At times the haven of bliss, but it's not now, that's the life of a super scientist. The alarms are ringing, or is that my ears? Pop another pill to ease my fears, contact my bodyguard Brocka, my communicator watch, and ask him about the situation. He says he's on it, and just to sit tight, sounds like it's business as usual. Let's take a walk to my lab, I say to my helper robot, built by my dad, just like this lab and everything in it. But I don't live in his shadow or in the past. Psh, Rusty Venture. Nobody even calls me that anymore, except for my father and old recordings. The name is shouting, ignore me.
But I'm still your father. Did you do to my space station?
It's a lonely kind of work, although I'm never alone. Wishing I could find a Mrs. Venture to help take care of my clones. I mean boys, I mean these two constant sources of noise in the back seat of the X1. About to land a fat government contract. And maybe create a zombie army to lay waste to all defiant. What can I say? There's a thin line between good and evil and super science. But don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I mean, I am a doctor after all. Flying south of the border to re-up on my prescription to Adderall. But when we land, our plane gets shot up like a cannonball by darts as a flying cocoon approaches. Oh, damn it all, I hate these flying roaches. Brock's got that look in his eye, and I've got a feeling that a bunch of henchmen are about to die.
I'll take care of these guys.
Are you sure? There's an awful lot of
they hit me with a truck.
Why, Samson got a hold of him.
Samson, jeez. I don't need to hear the rest. Poor guy. He was this close to earning his wings, too.
It's alright. Again, this is just business as usual. I'll just load the corpses in the back. They don't need a funeral. It's legit, honest. I checked their donor cards. Besides, I need more test subjects because I got a formula to perfect. Next stop's a quest to save the future. But I'll just let the boys do the work while I sit back and sip Red Moco coolers. Former best boy adventurer, but I still got it, though. Not only a man of science, I'm a man of hope. A compassionate lover. Not to mention generous. I gave my girlfriend to my brother. Yet she was kind of see-through. Ha! That was a good one, Rusty. I'm feeling frisky tonight. Think I might go and put the vibe out. Or maybe stay in and watch this Dolly Parton flick. You know the one I'm talking about. Meow.
Yeah, Doc, you're gonna be disappointed.
Joe, ruin it for me. I have popcorn popping and the VCR set for stun. You wanna watch it with me?
I gotta drive the boys to bed.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, those kind of films are meant to be watched solo a mono.
Yeah.
Dr. Mario gets the treatment from MC Oh My and 1UP in their track dedicated to the game. It's Every Dang Day. This is number 4.
Can you help my brother out?
I've already told you. I've written all of your prescriptions for the year.
But I just really need some pills.
I'm not telling you again. Get out of here or I'm calling the cops.
Sheesh. Every dang day, it's the same thing.
Step the soap, lab coat, feeling kinda swaggy. Dance on the rose in, looking high like Shaggy. It's only 8 a.m. and you're already looking badgy. Colors kinda yellow like a Simpsons mag. Wasn't sure if his guests were gonna take a real spill. And then he was looking blue, so I gave that guy a chill.
Dr. Mario, please help me out.
I said, I'm not a mind reader, please spell this out.
My buddy down the block, they call that bro Cyrus. He said, you could cure almost each and every virus.
Okay, I know Cyrus, that dude's a freaking common. He was taking my prescriptions and reselling. Tell him that's the bomb, man. I feel the need to take that BAC. Tryna outsmart a Mario with the PhD. This crazy idea you guys can let go. Let me clarify, you can cheat CFO.
Every dang day,
I can't believe that he's Cyrus. Oh, let me just head over to my car and shut down early.
Yes, I'm a doctor, so I'm putting up the stacks, man. I know you agree with Envy about that, like the facts, man. Water spark up and match me, you should relax, man. I see you stacking pennies to play like this was Pax, man. On my way home, I stopped in a red light. I saw Cyrus looking at me, drew up in the headlight. Switched to cart mode, dropped down a mushroom. Made him eat my particles, get it? Dust room. Claws out, swiped his face, feeling kinda catty. Freak you like a splinter, feeling kinda ratty. Drifting in the sorbent, chucking in the jiving. Knock your lights out, eclipse grind. In. My face, he tried to slam it. Or will he try to grab it like a crackhead screaming out, yo, I gotta have it. My patience being tested, I blocked him like it's Tetris and drove off exclaiming, you're never got this.
Every dang day, every dang day. Doctor. Every dang day is the same dang day. Doctor. Every dang day, every dang day.
Some placebos, faking them out. Then I scooped them up, prescription pad, and ran in the house. Grabbed a bat, bro. Hope that you're ready. Your face is looking surprised like a Cooper Freddy. These addicts, yo, I never caught them. I keep them sealed up like pills in the bottle. Yeah, I hold the title. You should know that if you wanna go, I take you out row by row. If you walk into my house, you better bring your batter up. Looks like he called my bluff. Swoosh, batter up. Did a matrix move, look at him sliding. Squiggling around to get the drugs that I'm supplying. This fight's over, I got this on lock. Look the battle in his face with the snap, crackle, pop. And not sure you even ascertain. These pills are
sweep of fate like aspartame.
Every dang day, every dang day. Doctor, 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 doctor. Every dang day is the same dang day. Doctor, 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 doctor. Every dang day, every dang day. Doctor, 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 doctor. Every dang day is the same dang day. Doctor, doctor, please help me, doctor.
Dr. Mario, 297. Junkies, zero. Oh, snap. I better go pick up my copy of Smash Brothers for the DS.
Let's-a-go!
Okay, and at number three is my favorite track from round one. Why isn't my favorite track number one? Well, because I tried to vote fairly on how well the vocalist and the producer completed their task. This is the track I liked personally out of all of the tracks the most, and it is probably not anybody else's favorite track. But for me, it comes from Antisoche, Meerwurtz, and it's called One for the Road, and it is a Diane Chambers tribute song. Diane Chambers being from Cheers. I love Cheers, always have loved Cheers. So this track holds a special place for me. So this is number three, and it's just a fun track. I love it. This is One for the Road.
On the TV, Frasier. Are my eyes screwing with me? I don't know who I miss more, her or Coach. For the last time, Carla, I know she's a rogue, but it was only going to be 9 months when she left. Years past, leave me hopeless and depressed. I want to hear her voice. I'll send her a telegram. It'll make my heart skip when she says, Sam, again, you got a husband and three kids? I got four. Bring them by the bar. I'll catch her lying for sure. This is great, hair is stiffer than ever. Come on by, we'll all go to Melville's together. Need to show her that I moved on with my life. Do me a favor, Rebecca, and be my fake wife. I know Don left, but you gotta stop crying. We gotta make sure she can't tell we're lying. I know your name, you know my name. And Cheers, everybody knows your name. Diane, meet my wife Rebecca Malone. See, I'm over you, I'm clearly not alone. Rebecca married Don Reed, left with another guy. This whole thing has just been one big lie. Everybody, I'm moving to Cali with Diane. I'm working at the juice bar, that's the plan. Diane makes me happy and I won't be alone. I am not your mother, this is not your home. Don't be mad at me, I'm not making a mistake. We're leaving so much for the clean break. On the plane I'm thinking, I better reconsider. I'm happy just as a former relief pitcher. Came back at home, my friends like Cuban cigars, discussing the meaning of life in this bar. Cheers is my life, and for what it's worth, I'm the luckiest son of a bitch on earth.
When last year's winning producer teamed up with last year's second placed vocalist, this Shubzilla and Lex Lingo, you had to know that they would be pretty strong contenders in the VPC3, and they've come with a track called Flow Delice Third Street Mix, and it's a track paying tribute to Saints Row the video game. This is number two on my top 10, and after this we'll find out who made it to the top of the list.
Wrong time, wrong place, dawg.
You okay, player? You okay, player? You okay, player? That don't look so bad. You should be fine. That's Troy. You can thank him later. You can thank him later. You can thank him. They're all ain't safe no more, son.
Safe no more, son. Safe no more, son.
You got gangs fighting over shit that ain't theirs. And you in the way? And you in the way? They don't care if you represent them or not. Look, the road's got a problem. Come to the church when you want to be a part of the solution. Be a part of the solution.
Conquest. It's simple. No contest. My pocket's full. Still water. I'm at D. Fill these streets with bloody kings. Cause I never sleep. I am the one who is chosen from the flock. Dropping so much ass, call up Tasha from the block. This shit is all business and my end got means. Life choice correct, money over all the things. Snitches don't got time for them, but they keep me entertained. Bitches wanna cop a thing, bad enough. insane. Donning that purple, rocking Fleur de Lis. Light bulb, some herbal, another two at least. Rip around the pony car, got morning stars to merch today. How I rolls, I work far, my battle scars, they show the way. Hey, I make this life look easy, you know. So if you're head and rest, you better take a hit and roll.
Looking at the Third Street Saints. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. If we're serious about taking back the road, we gotta let those motherfuckers know what time it is. Know what time it is. You break it down. And it's all about respect. It's all about respect. Get enough of respect. They're gonna back off. They're gonna back off. They're gonna back off. And we're gonna move right on in. Cause, you can always drop any motherfucker flying around flat. So long as word gets out that the Saints is on the road, I don't give a damn how you do it. You feel me? You feel me?
Run shit. So what it do? Keep talking big. Yes, on you. To take me out, you never can. Every breath I'm cheating death, bitch. Better than your man. Hide all your brothers, your father and son. Everybody's guilty when you live in by the gun. United in violent violence and greed. Not the ideal, but I'll do what I need. Crack my whip for rim job, a coat of custom paint. This planet may be little, but it's big enough to fit a saint. Jump every hurdle, from Ronin to King. Gun down, they circle. In the ring, no more days of justice, no bloodless coup to calm the fray. Captain's vessel busted, corrupted ships to save them. They don't go down so easy, you know. And just cause my face pretty don't mean I'm somebody's hoe.
No. You got a choice. You can keep your fucking pride and die right now. Or you could be a man. You could be a man. Walk away. It's our time now. Let's get this shit stuck.
Office. Couldn't see the sky is falling, call me Fostradamus. Global. Losses, Gazi's, honest. Friends and foe, bleed for dough, they bodies causing rockets. Piercing bullet tip the target, covering the product. Snow or flow or clothes or row, we from is fucking on it. Taming beasts and streets is mean, we cleaning like we Comet. POV for me, I see like I'm the protagonist. Flip to the mixtape, drink me with the finery and fame. The CEO, so slow your roll, can't touch what I became. Lives of followers aplenty. Command in chief and keeping shit in line among the many. Gone are the days to gangbang when the world has been let go. Make my way to penetrate whether space or down below. The money, power, respect you get done flew out the window. So when they tell our tale one day, bitch, you already know.
That's some impressive shit. Impressive shit.
At number 10 was Project Zilla with a track called Breaking Up. At 9, Starby and DJ Robo Rob with Titania. At 8, Team Krunk Taku All Day Mix. At 7 was More or Less an Abstract Art Form, I Have to Pilot a Robot. At 6, Beefy and Tanner with Dear Valentine. At 5, Ann Hogs and 2 Turn 21 with Hello Rusty. At 4, 1 Up and MC Omai with Every Dang Day. At 3, Antisoche and Mayor Verts, One for the Road. And at number 2, you've just heard Shubzilla and Lex Lingo with Flow the Lease, the Third Street Mix. It's been a really good round one to the VPC. There's been some great tracks. I was really happy to hear two community tracks, one dedicated to Troy and the other to Arbed. And there's been a whole host of really great tracks. None of them have been really, really bad, with the odd exception. 36 tracks is a great start to the round. Of course, anyone that hasn't entered round one can still enter in the later rounds, but of course you're not going to get scored for the round one, so you're at a disadvantage. Teams will drop out along the way, I'm sure, but I think most of the round one contenders stand a good chance if they carry on and if they pay close attention to the criteria set out in the challenge. So I hope to hear more from all of these artists in round two. There will be more podcasts coming up, and we'll have a judges panel where we'll discuss our favourites, our least favourites, what could have been done better, and give our tips as judges on what we want to hear in round two. So listen up for that. If it's not all the judges, it'll be a mixture of one, two, three, however many, and then you know, we'll mix it up for each round and give some feedback. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoy the future podcasts that are going to come up, and I hope you've enjoyed all the music available in the VPC round one. It's still just about time to vote at the time this comes out, so head over to nerdcorenow.com. remember to check out Nerdcore Meow the podcast, because they'll be doing their VPC roundtables as well. Expect more from the Unheard Nerd. Check the VPC blog on there. And it's time to announce the top of my list. Again, I've got to stress, this is not the overall result. This is purely my top 10 from the tracks as I voted them based on my 5-point criteria. The top of the pile for me is a track called B.A.T. and it's from XOC and Milk Plus. XOC the vocalist, Milk Plus on production duties, and it's a track that takes the Transformers theme and the ideas behind the Transformers movies, gives a view from the side of Starscream and from the side of Optimus Prime. They've taken basically the best part of the film, which is the theme tune, to it, and they've created a really atmospheric track. I love this one to bits. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my top 10, and I hope you got some useful feedback too on what I am looking for as a judge. Until the next time, take care and make sure you vote for all the round one tracks. This is B.A.T. from XO Milk.
It's me, the mighty Starscream. I keep my senses scanning. In pursuit, I'm hunting Optimus Prime. He's on this planet, place infested with the stink of disposable little fleshlings. 6 feet tall, soft and brittle. They're offering him protection, but their weapons seeming weaker than water are ineffective. I've detected Danny Richter blockades in their direction. No bother, cause whatever they send, go sayonara. Say goodbye, cause you're feeble and weak. My weapons slaughter, indiscriminate. I live in it, take my time. No hurry as they detonate and kill them in hordes. My bars will decimate and demonstrate that messing with me can surely devastate. I'll dedicate the time that it takes. Don't underestimate. Autonomous mechanical purveyors of hope to your metropolis. And stopping this destruction, reduction facing your populace. And stopping this desire required to be anonymous. A million years of dormancy now, my senses activating, aiding and abetting my gears and servos masticating, grinding down and spinning. My power levels are allocating, waiting while my weapons recharge before I'm advocating. Wiping out Decepticon presence, my mission fascinating. Scientists relying on me, they're now eradicated. Waiting here a mighty long time, we're stuck in stasis. Makes this horrible for me to digest with all these wasted faces. Racing as I do against time, as nanites crawl my body, tracing down, regenerate, chasing away the endless groggy. Booting up my presence in stages as ones and zeros, status flashes, dashes, binary code. It's time to stop this madness. Optimus Prime, recharge your battery. Cause after me, there'll be no discussion. You'll be a casualty. See, you were busy snoozing, we're cruising into this casually. Collecting all the energon cubes from all the galaxies. See, actually, your Autobot seeing you as the Majesty's a fallacy. And I will destroy this planet rapidly, a travesty. You witness me slowly unfurl your tapestry. And soon you will return to your stasis, this ending tragically. There is no destroying me. I am the embodiment of Cybertron. Your threats are just annoying me. Now you wanna toy with me, play with me, say that we have a major battle, but for you that's ending fatally. We can end this gracefully, tastefully, or we can have Omega take your body
patiently, faithfully waiting on instructions from their leader. Just one signal and your history.
The Unheard Nerd.com.